It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. Well, in our marine weather forecast, looking at today, high pressure will shift across our region today, giving us maybe a little break. But the next frontal system is expected to impact our waters tonight. That means another weather system is coming in, followed by a stronger system on Thursday night. Seas will gradually subside, falling below 20 feet early this morning. So the weather won't be as intense as it was yesterday, but rain will remain with us in the forecast. And the more it rains, the more the landslide risk increases. So just be careful out there. We have a hazardous seas warning in effect through this morning. That means seas 10 feet or higher. They will be well above that. Last night, we still had combined seas 27 feet in the ocean with a dominant period of 13 seconds apart, subsiding to 21 feet at 13 seconds overnight with showers in the forecast. Now, that means that if you were out there at a vessel every 13 seconds, your vessel would go up and down 27 feet. That's a lot. Now, today in the forecast, we have southwest winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 20. Wind waves from the southwest 3 feet at 5 seconds. That sounds a lot better. But west swells will still be 18 feet at 13 seconds apart, subsiding to 14 in the afternoon. Showers are likely. So it's very common for the swells to remain high after a storm. It takes a while for that energy to dissipate even after the storm has moved on. So the Columbia River Bar was on red status last night. Ships were not coming and going, and it will remain so until conditions calm down enough so that it's safe to cross the entrance to the river. Now, generally, the cutoff point for stopping ship traffic and putting the bar on red status comes when seas reach about 20 feet. But other factors go into bar closures, too, as you saw the other day when ice and icy conditions on equipment and vessels made it too dangerous to do a pilot transfer between pilot boat and ship. So basically, today, we'll see the ships when we see them. I've put together a schedule, but it's tentative. You can find it on my website at shipreport.net and on Facebook. Eventually, all these ships will come and go. The schedule is large because when ships don't travel on the river for a day or so, then there are more that want to get moving again when the weather improves. So some of our inbound ships today were waiting outside the river entrance all night, waiting to come in. By about 7:30 yesterday evening, they were slowly motoring around out there in seas over 25 feet high. So a pretty bouncy night for them. And it's a pretty typical thing for ships to slowly taxi around out there, so to speak, waiting their turn when conditions are difficult. It's just part of winter in the Pacific Northwest. And anybody who's been around here for a while, you kind of get used to it. And it is kind of part of the fun of living here, actually, as long as things don't get too crazy. Well, if you live here on the coast, you probably will agree with me that yesterday was really something in terms of weather. Holy Orwell. I was compiling emergency information all day for KMUN and sharing it on Facebook, too. And wow, every time I turned around, there was another thing to report. So power outages, downed trees, blocked roads, all sorts of stuff. So I had to go out later in the day yesterday. And as I drove home, this was when things were kind of calming down, I was seeing branches strewn on the road and trees and bushes down. And knowing about how there were power outages everywhere, I thought about how yesterday was really an example of the Beaufort wind scale in action, or illustrated, if you will, by our local stormy weather. So I thought today we could take a look at what the Beaufort wind scale says about yesterday's weather. If you remember, the Beaufort wind scale was created by a British admiral in the early 1800s. That was well before GPS and all the sophisticated electronic weather forecasting systems we have now. And Beaufort, that was the name of the person who created it, Admiral Beaufort, he framed the scale so that you could tell how fast the wind was blowing by what was happening around you on land and at sea. So I kind of spent the day, like most of us, observing the wind through the windows of my house, through two power outages and a lot of mayhem around the region. So I thought it would be fun to look at the wind scale and see what it says about those observable conditions during our weather yesterday. So we had gale and storm level winds, gusting actually to 80 miles per hour, which that's kind of hurricane force gusts, with regular winds blowing in the gale and storm force range. So when We look at gale force winds. That's about 39 to 46 miles per hour. Storm force winds, 55 to 73. It says this about what happens on land. Now, during a gale, twigs break off trees. The wind generally impedes progress of people and vehicles. And when you get up into the storm force range, the scale says about land-based winds that they seldom happen on land. So I guess Admiral Beaufort didn't live here in the Pacific Northwest. So you'll see trees broken or uprooted, potential for structural damage. And with all our power outages, I'm pretty certain a lot of trees were being slung around and hitting power lines. So all of that was readily observable out my window. Trees whipping around, branches sailing through the air, kind of crazy stuff. But at sea? Well, that's where the rubber really meets the road, to use a not particularly apt metaphor. So for any vessels out there offshore yesterday, and there were a couple of big container ships, at least off the coast, that I saw on marinetraffic.com, which were probably caught in those very difficult stormy conditions. It must have been an awfully rowdy ordeal for them. So let's look at what the Beaufort wind scale says about what was likely happening at sea off the mouth of the Columbia yesterday. At the low end of a gale at sea, that's force 8 on the wind scale, seas are moderately high, 18 to 25 feet. That's about 2 stories high, by the way. Edges of wave crests begin to break into spindrift. Now, that's that lovely word that I really like that describes the tops of the waves being blown off into the air. And foam begins to blow into streaks. At force 9, a strong gale, seas reach 32 feet. The sea begins to roll. That sounds pretty ominous. Dense streaks of foam and spray may reduce visibility. At force 10, that's storm-level winds on the Beaufort wind scale, waves reach over 40 feet. Waves have overhanging crests, so breaking waves at sea. The sea is white with densely blown foam, heavy rolling waves, and lowered visibility. At force 11, a violent storm, waves can top 50 feet. Foam patches cover the sea. Visibility was more reduced, so the worse the conditions get, the harder it is to see where you're going, even in the daylight. And at force 12, that's the top of the scale, hurricane force winds, which were some of our gusts yesterday. The air is filled with foam, waves over 45 feet, seas completely white with driving spray, and visibility is greatly reduced. So while we had our hands full on land, anyone who was out in a vessel in that yesterday likely had an experience they won't soon forget. Now, I love an adventure as much as the next person, but I would venture to say, I'm really glad I missed that. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.